Micha Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, finishing up the Haftarah of Parshas Balak with the reference that is the reason that we laid this on Parshas Balak. Ami. So we're in the Din Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, remember all the incredible things I did for you before the mountains and the hills who have been here watching. See, still, Ami, my people. So no matter how badly we behave, no matter how we try to cast HaKadosh Baruch Hu off, we are still Ami, we are still Hashem's people. Zecharna, remember now. If you know the past, you'll have a sense of what's coming in the future. Everything with Klal Yisrael, Ein Kol Chadash Tachas HaShomesh, says Koheles. The Jewish people know very well what's been in the past, and it keeps recurring over and over again because we keep not learning the lesson, I suppose. But remember, Mayaatz Balak Melech Moav. Remember the plan of Balak, the king of Moav, taking counsel, Yaatz, looking for Eitzis from the princes of Moav, sending messengers to Bilam. Ume ana oso Bilam ben Baar. And what Bilam, the son of Baar, answered him. So they understood, they grasped what you don't seem to understand, says Rav Mendel Hirsch. Balak didn't seek a military alliance. He asked Bilam to help instead. Balak admitted, you could not overcome this nation just with the sword. Some higher power was involved. And Bilam's reply, Bilam is all of the smartest people out there among the nations of the world, using their great perceptiveness and their brains as a way to attack and try to murder the Jewish people. Think about Haman. Haman was brilliant. Think about Hamas or Qatar and what they are using their money to do. They are very successfully and carefully turning the entire world against the Jewish people. Starting with the young, infiltrating college students, paying off protesters, making sure that their message is imprinted over and over again. That's Bilam. There's a book from the 80s called Hitler's Doctors, about some of the greatest medical minds in the entire world, and certainly in Germany, who went over to Hitler's side. There was one guy who was a faculty member at Harvard Medical School, who was offered so much and such an opportunity by Hitler that he went to work with Hitler. And what did they become? Sadists and torturers who came up with creative methods to use biology against Jewish children and dismember them and gas them. Chemists, brilliant people, that's Bilam. Using this incredible, literally God-given talent to try to massacre Jews. So remember Balak, remember Bilam, Min HaShitim, Ad HaGilgal, from Shitim, which is where they were, where Bilam advised to corrupt the Jewish people through the Benos Moab, Benos Midyan, until Gilgal, which is when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua ben Nun. Gilgal represents the Jewish people being in Eretz Yisrael, the time of the Navi Micha. We've been in Eretz Yisrael all the way since Gilgal. So here we are, 1,000 years later. Remember what Balak and Bilam tried to do. It still has an impact and a resonance in history later on. Here we are, 2,500 years further down the line, and we still have to remember Balak and Bilam in Hashitim Ad HaGilgal. Laman Das Tzidkos Hashem. You need to recognize the Tzidkos, the righteous deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our turn to pay closer attention, to recognize everything Hashem has done for us. And now Micha speaks on behalf of the Jewish people and the things that we fool ourselves into thinking. Pasuk Vav, Bamo Akadem Hashem. So how do I approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if somebody is going to ask, all right, so you say I need to be grateful to Hashem. I need to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you bring a gift, you bring a tribute. How do I humble myself in front of God? What kind of a tribute should I bring? Ikaf Leloke Marom. To bow before the Most High God, the God of Meromim, HaAkadmenu Va'olos. Maybe I should come before him with burnt offerings. Ba'agolim b'nei shana, with calves, yearlings, calves of 1 year old, the tenderest, most succulent calves. So, you know, I'm in a pagan world, so I bring sacrifices, right? What am I going to do? I'm going to appease God. I'll buy him off. This, unfortunately, is still 100% true right now. I'm going to write a check, and I'm going to put my name on the big doors, the gateway of the Beis Medrash. I'm going to have my name on the Aron Kodesh. I'm going to donate 6 Sifrei Torah that all are in memory and all bechaved me. And then I'm going to do whatever I do, no matter how piously I dress and no matter how much I scream out in davening. So I'm going to do what I do in secret, but I'm going to be very openly dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers in this dialogue, Zayin HaYirtza Hashem Be'Alfei Eidlim, what does God need to do with thousands of rams? So you bring the best of your breed, and you're going to use them for karbonos. And Berivavos Nachalei Shaman, with streams of rivers, tens of thousands of streams of oil, either oil, olive oil from the mincha, or fats running down the Mizbeach from all of the sacrifices that I brought. Ha'etein Bechori Pishi, says the Jewish person who is misguided, shall I give my Bechor for my Pesha, for my transgression? So most of the Mefarshim say it's talking about a carbon Bechor. Look at me, I'm keeping all the rules. God's not really here in my head while I do this, but I'm fulfilling the letter of the law. Isn't that worth something? But the Radak says, Bechori Fishi, I'm going to sacrifice my eldest child like the pagan nations did by killing their Bechor to give to God. Pre-Vitni, the most beloved fruit of my body, Chatas Nafshi, in exchange for the sin of my soul. There are people, Rabbi Beryl Wine suggests on this, that there are people who take it out on their kids, right? You're going to smack your kid until they're sitting quietly during davening, and you give your child. I know a guy in his 60s now, maybe he's almost 70, who went to a great yeshiva, one of the great yeshivas that still exists as a kid, but he had Rabbeim who hit, and he developed a profound anger, hatred, and distaste for everything from learning, davening, everything from what he got, what he perceived, what he got out of yeshiva. You try to pressure the kid to be perfect, you're sacrificing the kid. He's not going to want anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ches higid lecha adam matov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told you, man, what is good. Come on, man. Hashem told you what is good. He told you what's good for you to do. You asked, b'mo akadem Hashem. I'll give you the answer, matov. Uma Hashem doresh mimcho. What is that? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand of you? Ki emasos mishpat. To do justice, benom lachavero, but also benom lamakom, and in terms of ervos, in terms of immorality, va'avas chesed, love kindness, develop an entire world view based on, in this season, you don't want to say goodwill towards men, but it's a very crucial concept among Jews. You have to love chesed. Don't do wrong to your neighbor. Ibn Ezra says, don't taunt him, don't cheat him. Speech, money, do your utmost to do chesed to other people. It can be very hard when you're driving at rush hour, 3 o'clock, for kid pickup. I'm guilty. I'm honking on my horn at all the people who blocked the intersection. Where's their chesed? They're not letting cars through. But on the other hand, where's my chesed that I don't back off a little bit? V'hatznei alecha esim elokecha, and walk discreetly, modestly, humbly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be smug. Don't be showing off. Don't be going with your head up. I think very, very directly of Yeravam ben Nevat, where Hashem says, if you give up the kingdom now, then aniva ato ben Yishai, or I'm sorry, ben Yishai, I don't remember the phrase from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but you and I and ben Yishai are going to walk in the in Gan Eden. And Yeravam's only question is, who goes first, me Varosh, me or Ben Yishai? According to some, me or you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not Hatzneya Leches. That's not going Behatzneya. That's not really understanding the concept of what Tznius is supposed to be. You want to be Yeravam Ben Nevat? Or do you want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly asking of us?